This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 491 for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's late turn higher. Canola up $3 to nearly $6, November up $4.90 at $901.30 per ton. Ongoing concerns over drought conditions cutting into the size of this year's crop, along with uncertainty over how much demand will need to be rationed going forward, remained supportive. Forecasts over the next week remain hot across most of the prairies, with only minimal precipitation expected. Gains in Chicago soybeans and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar to start the day were also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat was mixed with the bias higher there as well. Soybeans up 12 cents in the November contract at $13.69 per bushel. Hot and dry Midwestern weather forecasts kept a weather premium in the market, with crop conditions declining in the latest weekly USDA report. The U.S. soybean crop dropped 2 points in the good to excellent category, now at 58%, with 42% of the crop now in the pod-setting stage. However, expectations for milder conditions later in August did temper the gains somewhat. Soy oil also ran into some chart resistance, backing away from overnight gains. Corn, it's underpinned by declining condition ratings as well, with the September contract up 3 cents at $5.53 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 64% good to excellent. That was down 1 point on the week. With the excessive heat in the forecasts over the near future, further downgrades are expected going forward. Production issues in other corn-growing areas of the world, including dryness in Argentina and excessive rains in parts of China, added to the firm tone. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed, although the bias higher in the most active months now. Minneapolis up 6 cents in the September contract at $8.85 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in September at $6.43 per bushel, and Chicago wheat up a penny in September at $6.78 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was only 9% good to excellent in the latest report. That's down 2 points on the week. Meanwhile, the advancing winter wheat harvest did pressure values somewhat, with 84% of the harvest complete. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 27th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.